What is up, Arisen Nation community? I'm really, really excited to share with you this week's episode. I'm going to talk about how to change your state and control your life. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. And the reason why I'm always excited about these episodes is on here is where I can only share my, you know, geek out and share my random ideas and things like that. I really can't do that on other platforms. Like, of course, I can do some on Facebook, I can do on WhatsApp and other social media avenues and stuff like that, or channels. But what is that on the podcast? I like the flexibility of it. You don't have to be so corporate, or you don't have to, you know, feel any remorseful about how the delivery is. The whole only point is that you are, you know, giving out value. And that is why I really, really love when I click on record on my, you know, when recording these episodes. But today I'm going to talk about change your state and change your life. First off, the question is, what's a state, and how does state influence your life to the extent that it can really change your life? What's this all about? And I'll share a quick backstory. So one time, I attended an event, here in Ghana, and the event was basically about, it was more like a motivation and inspirational, you know, kind of event where this speaker, I don't want to talk about the speaker, but this speaker sounded so boring, and basically half of the people were asleep, and I kept on thinking, like, what he was teaching was actually really, really good. Like, it was information that you know, if you have this kind of information, it'll be really, really helpful for your life, right? And here I was seated in the event, and about 50% of the room, I mean, of the people seated were almost sleeping, right? So basically, some of them were half dozing, some of them were, they seemed unengaged and stuff like that, right? And, I just couldn't wrap my mind around, and I'm not gonna lie, I also, you know, kind of dozed off a little bit. You know, what he was teaching was really, really life-changing. It's crazy. The little notes I wrote, I realized was a game-changing thing, that, you know, game-changing speech or whatever it is, that, you know, if people had listened to it in entirely, like, it would really, really change their life. And so, you know, thinking back, I realized the reason it didn't really impact people, people weren't interested, was all about states. Now, what's a state? Now, if you've been following, you know, one of my big, huge mentors, it's Tony Robbins. And, one time I attended Tony Robbins' event, and, man, it was crazy. Tony Robbins is on fire. He's someone who is, you know, very impactful. He doesn't just, you know, talk. He really impacts you in the moment in which he's talking. And it's crazy. One thing I realized is there's, of course, Tony Robbins has a lot of experience, over 40 years experience in this, but whenever Tony Robbins is speaking, right, it's the same, I've realized it's the same information he's still speaking about, like, from previous years, or, you know, from other videos or other courses that he has. But the mode of delivery, what he does, in the moment of delivery is mind-boggling, mind-blowing, and it's crazy. And, one time in his event, he was talking about how, you know, how he controls his state, and, what's it's all about, like, what state is all about. And what he said was that, you know, just picture yourself watching a movie, right? Now, if you are watching a movie, what happens is that, you know, it's a movie, you know, it's fake, you know, what's happening in the movie doesn't really exist. It's something that it's an acting, right? People are acting out. But you realize that maybe your favorite character is in trouble, and then you feel your heart pounding, you feel your heart, you know, beating for your favorite character, to the extent that some people even feel an extreme, you know, rush of emotions where they cry, they laugh, they express some sort of external emotions just from watching something that they know is acting. And he explained that as what we call state. So basically what is happening to you when watching the movie or listening to a music. I'm sure, you know, these things have happened to you. You listen to a movie, you watch a movie or listen to a music, and then you feel all sorts of emotions all over your body, and you feel the goosebumps, or you feel really emotional, you want to cry, or you want to laugh, or you want to, whatever you want to do, any way of expressing your emotion, right? You express that, and that is what he terms as states. And he was explaining how changing his state has influenced his life. Now he says, you know, that there were some moments in his life where, you know, he had really, really bad moments, and in terms of financial losses, huge financial losses. He also had, you know, couple lawsuits, and here and there, all these troubles that life can bring to you. I'm sure you've also gone through that situation before. And I also, you know, I've gone through, you know, such situations. But basically he was saying that the difference between someone going through that, you know, emotional roller coaster and, you know, getting out victorious or superior to the whole circumstance is the state. Now he says the way you receive something, your reception to whether a good news or a bad news or whatever life brings, is what's you end up doing about it. So like, for example, he states about how, you know, he was really, really disturbed and broke and going through financial, you know, losses here and there. And he remembered about state control, and he remembered that he changing his reception about this whole idea, thinking that this is something permanent. Because in the moment, you know, you all can agree with me, when there's bad circumstances here and there, in the moment you feel very, very awful, you really want to give up and all that. But then what he says is that he doesn't, you know, do the fake positive mindset thing. He actually changes his state, and what he does is basically, let's say the news is a bad news, what he does is try and listen to a happy music, or try and you know, hits the gym, or try and do something that would override the current emotions that he's going through. It might sound really, really, it might sound really like, not helpful at the moment, but then if you try it, the magic happens when you actually try it. And this has happened to me before. There was a time when there was a heavy, really, really bad news happening to me, and, I don't go into the details of it, you know, but what happened with that was that I decided to change my state. What I did was, rather than concentrating on how bad the circumstance was, how you know, I couldn't get myself out of the situation, all I did was reverse the whole process and then feel some sort of positive energy running through me. In a different mindset, basically, I was changing my mindset, thinking that, okay, so this situation can be done. I was, fast forwarding and thinking into the future, that all I was saying was that, you know, in 30 days time, all this would be over. That was all I kept on reminding to myself, that, you know, in a month later, all these bad circumstances will be over. And in the moment, I really felt this, you know, some sort of, you know, huge burden off my shoulders. I really felt that I was actually, you know, I was manipulating the whole, I was basically increasing the magnitude of the bad experience with my state, with the reception in which I accepted the news, right? And I'm going to go deep into it's changing of state and changing our life in our upcoming events. This is a secret. So we have an upcoming event somewhere in June or July. We'll come up with a specific date, but we are calling it Arisen Conference 2019. I'm so excited for it. We are going to talk about a lot. Like, I'm going to share all my business tricks, all my, whatever I do with my clients, how to acquire them, how, and all that. Charlie, it's gonna be really, really fun. That's just by the way. But the reason I tied it to it is because you guys, when you come to the event, you'd see what I mean by change of states. Now, like, what we are going to do, I'm just giving you a glimpse as to what the planning phase is all about. We are going to change the whole, you know, narrative on events. You know how you go to an event and everybody's all postured, you know, in a specific way that, you know, elicits that this event is going to be a boring event already. I don't like boring events, right? I like, you know, fun. I like it to be more engaging, more attractive and all that. And so we are putting in measures. We are going to spend a lot of money to make sure that, we change the state of all of you who are going to come for the events. And then ultimately, with the information that we're going to share, you're going to change your lives. You're going to change our lives together. And that is what it is. Like, I know a lot of people have lots of information. People have life-changing, you know, information and resources that would help people. But then what they are refusing to understand, or what they don't seem to understand is that you can give all those values out. You can give all those resources and people will still come back and not be influenced with whatever you taught them, and then they will come back again. Like, I remember one of my students, I used to teach Forex, and one of my students will come back, and basically it was this, like, the traits I take, I just share with him. And it's funny how we are in the same trade, right? We basically bought a currency pair together. And he'll end up losing. He'll end up losing, and then I'll end up winning the trade. And then he comes back and asks why that happened. And then I always explain why his emotions are getting ahead of his head. Like, his emotions are, you know, getting into him, and so he doesn't reason properly, and so he gets out of the trade before the trade actually matures, right? And, you know, looking back, I know why, you know, things were happening that way for him. And it's because he wasn't controlling his states. He wasn't changing his states. And that is why things, even though we entered the same trade, but he wasn't changing the states in which he was. Of course, you feel the rush of emotions all over the place. Am I going to lose my money? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? But then what you do is you change that state. You change those doubts in your head, all those seeds in your head. Then you replace it with something that would increase your momentum, more like a morale. Like, you know how, you know, you're singing music like Jamal or something like that, right? And then you know, there's one particular guy who always brings in the morale. Without him, the song, you guys are just singing a song, right? He brings up the morale. And that is what you should do. Your current emotions that is happening to you right now, it can be, you know, a loss of a family member, it could be anything, any bad circumstance ever. What you have to do is you just have to get up and then face it by replacing whatever emotions that is happening to you with something exciting, and automatically it brings in a new, you know, renewal of your mindset, and then you tend to, you know, act in the right direction. There are several examples I really want to go in depth by. There's this thing that happened with a friend of mine. So he said he was in the army, right? And you know how the army training is very, very rigorous, and you know, basically what happened was that it was raining heavily, and they were in the training session, and it was really, really cold, and you know, the way he narrated the whole scene or event, he said what happened was that, you know, all his colleagues didn't want to go into the rain. They were hiding from the rain, and it was really, really cold, and they were all, you know, lazing out and didn't want to go for session for the day. But what he did just amazed everyone, and then everybody decided to follow him. So he said in that moment, you know, everyone was, you know, feeling that whole, you know, the whole urge of not to do whatever they had, their task ahead. But he just decided, and it always comes from a decision. You just have to decide to do it, right? So he said he just decided to, you know, start screaming, start jumping here and there, and then get himself, you know, really, really excited, even though he knows what is coming up front is something he doesn't really want to do. But then he brings in a new, you know, release of different sets of hormones that will affect his emotion and then ultimately bring out, you know, certain things that were hidden in him, right? And so he just started jumping and singing, and you know, he was doing all sorts of crazy things just to get the whole, all the, you know, the possibilities of, you know, thinking of how hard that thing he was going to do, right? He just changes his state, and then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden his colleagues were also following in, and basically everybody started getting excited just like that. And he explained the process to me, and like right off the bat, I knew why that happened. You know, he told me they had a really, really fun moment together in the rains. They were excited. They were jumping here and there in their session. But basically what they did was, you know, basically changed their state. And through changing their state, they were able to go through the circumstance or whatever hurdle that they were facing during the time. And always, that is how it works. You can never prevent bad things from happening to you. It's not even possible. It's not. Like, for every area, every new venture that you go into, whether in business, your life, your relationship, or whatever it is, right? You always have these hurdles along the way. You always have them. You can't avoid those. But then what you can do is that you can make them seem very, very, very apparent. Like, they really, really don't exist. You can make that happen. All you have to do is just make the decision that, no, this event, this scenario, this, you know, bad circumstance is not going to take me down. It's basically, I'm going to override whatever emotions I have currently with exciting emotions, with things that would overshadow my current emotions associated with whatever bad circumstance or is happening to you, right? And so I just leave you with this, that, you know, if you change your state, you can change your life. It happens in business as well, right? If you change your state of, you know, there are many times when, you know, I consult some business owners and they think they know it all. Like, as well as someone of my age and me trying to give them advice and all that, they think they know it all, and so they don't. But for those very few people who are able to, you know, just give me the ear for me to give them whatever idea or whatever resource I have for them. Well, what I see most often is that they are able, the only way they do it is basically undermine the whole rush of emotion of thinking that this guy can really, really give me whatever resources or ideas that I really need, right? So so what they basically do is they change their states into a receptive, you know, mood. They change their state into, okay, so, the reason I came to this guy is because I heard he's good, right? And then I think he can help me out, right? And so they change their state into a receptive state. They accept everything. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we do a good job for them. And so it spans across everything that we do. And so I'm going to just leave it here that, guys, the way to change your life is change your state, your reception, the way you accept things, what you even listen to. Those things change our states. And so to influence our lives better, all we have to do is change our states and then change our life. Cheers and have an awesome week. Bye-bye. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you are on Android, and iTunes if you are on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.